Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Horace Speed. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sid Monge. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The center fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The DH, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Orta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr, who is chasing the ball. Verizer reaches third base with a triple. Dade goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thornton scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Bannister moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pryor. Speed moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speed scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. Bell moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton is walked intentionally. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Thornton scores. Horton moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt is walked intentionally. Rich Hinton now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Horton. Grubb moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speed hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Date reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Date moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dade scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing third base. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade, who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Pryor goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1 Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Grubb chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Grubb. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garr scores. Bannister moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Nordhagen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Indians. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nordhagen scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Nairodny moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Nairodny tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Nairodny scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Indians. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Henry Cruz pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. Cruz scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 9-8, Indians. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Nordhagen moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's Indians, 9, White Sox, 9. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-9, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Henry Cruz now playing center field. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Garr bunts in front of the plate. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blanks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dade hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blanks moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Molinaro now playing right field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. One out. Rick Manning pinch hits for Ron Pruitt. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cruz. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris pinch hits for Horace Speed. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.